Sports.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Rick Sheban's with us. Rick Sheban is the author of One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Welcome, Rick Sheban.
Thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing really well, Rich. Today we should talk about choosing your off-grid location. Now, that's in your book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana by Rich Sheban, S-C-H-E-B-E-N. Your chapter number 7 is choosing your off-grid location. And I think that's really important. I think it's important because once you choose this destination, it's probably going to be your final destination. So let's get it right. Let's help people understand what they need to do when they look for that ultimate location, the place where you're making your stand. The place where I'm making my stand. Let's start with that. And one of the things that you talk about in this chapter is you say, let's just ask a question. Are you better off today than you thought you would be? What a great question. And then you say, do you believe your home equity would be higher? Did you think your IRA or 401k would be higher? How about your savings and investment portfolio? And then you go on. I mean, those are really thought-provoking questions.
They are.
So let's take it from there.
Well, you know, I wrote this book, Vince, as you know, for the middle class, to give them some type of opportunity or think-outside-the-box ideas to control a little more of their own destiny. And if you just look at the statistics out there, facts, if you will. 83% of U.S. stocks are owned by 1% of the people. Today, for the first time in U.S. history, banks own a greater share of residential housing net worth than all the individual Americans put together. I mean, that blows supply and demand right out of the water for urban and suburban homes. The bottom 50% of income earners in the U.S. collectively own less than 1% of the national wealth. So all these buzzwords, these politically correct words about equality, fairness, and tolerance are basically non-existent. They're basically used to keep us in groups. So we stay distracted, dumbed down, and divided. So the reason why I wrote Chapter 7 is because, first of all, this book is also, it's more than just the financial, economic, and social and political reasons why we need to be self-sufficient. But the second half of the book is the how-to. And the reason why I did that is because the American people are tired, sick and tired of being told what to do and how to live by people who don't practice what they preach. So I put down all the ideas that I followed in this book to hopefully give a template to people who might want to leave urban, suburban America, who are hamsters on a treadmill running to nowhere, and want to control some more of their own destiny.
You know, Rich, as I read through the book, and we've done several classes on this book, I find the parallels between your thinking and mine striking. You know, when we first talked before we went on the air, even the first time you thought that, you know, I might agree with some of it. I think I agree with all of it. I haven't found anything substantially that I don't agree with. I mean, I am in total agreement with you. I do like the idea of having, you know, running water in a toilet that flushes 24/7. I mean, maybe that's one small item, but you have one of those. It's just that you have to refill it, right?
In order to have it flush.
Other than that, we're on the same page.
Yeah, and we choose to live a little more rugged than most people. You know, we have a 675 amp hour system, a 24 volt system. I know people who have 24 volt system who have triple the amount of amp hours, and have every appliance and big screen TV and everything known to man. We just choose to live a little more rugged than most people because, you know, I believe in if I'm going to be preaching a lifestyle, I shouldn't be living in luxury. How many of the people who have microphones, especially our politicians, who preach all these lifestyle changes, all this tolerance, and they don't have any tolerance, and they live in luxury. So it really is simple living this way. And you know, I always say, and this is a quote off my website: the happiest people don't have the best of everything; they just make the best of everything. The wealthiest person is not the person with the most stuff, but the person who needs the least. And so, living in nature has not only been a dream and a goal, but it's a healthier lifestyle. And folks, we have been fooled for decades to avoid rural property. The powers that be want to keep as many people as possible in urban suburban America. That's how they can control the masses of people, and that's how they can flex their power. You got to ask yourself, if 90% of Americans live in suburban urban America, what happens if we have an economic collapse? I mean, there's already so many things going on with GMO foods and manufacturing plants dying and big companies leaving the country. And I mean, the middle class, they're running out of options. Options are dwindling fast. So since you just said, Vince, that I'm gonna pass it on to you for a moment because you mentioned that we think a lot alike. And every radio show that I've done with you, that's exactly the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you a question before I start talking about what kind of land a person should look for a purchase. And I'm just going to ask you that specific question, and then I will give my answer after yours. What did you have a little chunk of land. What did you look for regarding characteristics of that particular piece of property?
Rich, when we were looking for our farm, we had a small farm in Virginia. It was a family compound, and it was 80 acres. It had a stream that ran through it, through the entire width of the property. And we had a pond on the property, was probably, a half an acre. About half of the property was woods. And we fenced, now I'm talking about Virginia, and we fenced it and cross-fenced it so we could raise some cows. And we did that for two reasons. One is, if you don't have cows and you have a lot of fields, you have to mow the field. So with, let's say 40 acres of fields, it would take a couple days to get that mowed, unless you had a big mower. I mean, a real big mower. So we learned from that. That was back in 1989, 1990, when we started farming. And then we realized that we were too close to everyone. You know, living in Virginia is a couple hours away from Washington, D.C. It's a couple hours from Baltimore. I mean, the East Coast is really populated.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we looked for was fewer people. And, of course, we wanted the things like clean air and clean water. And we wanted remote. We wanted defensible. And we wanted a piece of property that had everything. Hills, valleys, bottomland where the rich soil is, pine trees, hardwoods. We wanted it to be remote on a dirt road or a gravel road. We wanted really low taxes. Again, we wanted the ponds, and it would be really nice if we had a stream or something bigger than a stream running through the property. And we wanted it to be a place where wildlife would like to be, where they would be happy, where they could flourish. We wanted deer to just want to be on the property. So to have all those things, it had to be remote, it had to be quiet, it had to be away from the human invasion. We wanted low taxes so that as things got worse and worse, and possibly as our income got less and less over time, or the purchasing power of our income got less, we'd be able to hold on to it. We wanted a neighborhood where people would be friendly to us rather than hostile to us. Now remember, we were from the East, invading the Midwest. So our cultures were a little different. I have an Italian last name. And, some people think that if you're Italian, you are in the mob. So we wanted, I'm very serious about this. I mean, a lot of people watch TV and think that, Anthony Soprano is who I might be. So, those were some of the characteristics. We wanted to be able to shoot, on the property anytime we wanted without having neighbors be concerned about us. We wanted to, set up a rifle range. I wanted a place where if I decided that, I wanted to buy an ultralight or a small airplane, I could build a runway. And I wanted to be free from government intervention. And that means if I didn't want to have to fill out permit applications to build something. If I wanted to build a barn, I didn't want to be inspected, detected, and rejected by some bureaucrat. I wanted to be away from a power substation where the electromagnetic radiation would be higher than, being close to the substation is not what I wanted. I wanted to be away from it. So we could be free from a lot of the electromagnetic radiation. I didn't want power lines running anywhere near the property. I didn't want a cell tower anywhere near the property. I didn't want a lot of stores near us. But I did want to be within an hour's drive of a hospital. That kind of sums up what we wanted. And
that's basically a very similar template to what I was looking for. And after the break, I'll get into the specificity that I was looking for as well.
Yeah, and let me know if I left anything out. I'm sure I did. Rich Shevin's with us, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about buying that property, that getaway, that last stand property. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Rich Shebens with us, and he wrote the book One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And you can go to page one of USAPrepares.com, and you can see who Rich Shebens is. And you can go to Amazon and get the book. I've got a copy of the book right here in front of me. Rich, you asked me about, you know, my choices for the farm and what went into the equation to select a farm. I just want to say one other thing, that I felt it was necessary to have about 2 acres for each cow that we wanted. And the reason, cows are great because they clean up the woods and they eat the low, you know, the low vegetation, and they clean up the field so that you don't have to use diesel fuel at $3.50 per gallon to mow and mow and mow. So we wanted to do it as naturally as possible, and we wanted to put nutrients back into the soil, which is cow manure and cow urine. So those are some of the things that went into my thoughts about the farm. So please continue with your thoughts.
Well, for those people who might be listening to this broadcast who think that off-grid living or homestead farming or any type of homesteading, pioneering, self-sufficiency lifestyle might be a little outlandish, I want to ask you, with the statistics that I mentioned earlier, do you really think this is the safe economic time to be a follower? What we're trying to do is get people, the powers that be want followers. They want sheeple. They don't want us to think. They don't want us to be self-sufficient. They don't want us to think outside the box. So that's one of the reasons also I'm living this way, not just because of quality of life. Now, as far as what type of land to purchase, Vince, you were basically, I agree with 95% of what you just said. It's not that I disagree with anything. It's just that because I don't have cattle, there's certain things that I wasn't thinking in that realm, because we have goats, we have Great Pyrenees dogs, we have chickens, turkeys, stuff like that. Now, regarding land that I was looking for to purchase, I was looking for land that has a lot of character. And what that means basically is a lot of variety. There was 3 reasons I chose the land I live in. First of all, water. low elevation. And when I say low elevation, it's in the context of Montana, because Montana's got a lot of high elevation. In the northwest portion of the state, we have the lowest elevation in the state, in the valley. Now, if you start going up in elevation, mm-hmm. you'll lose that. And I wanted to be semi-close to a small town. Now, when I say small town, the town I live in fact, the valley I live in, which consists of five towns, is about 5,000 people. And when I talk about water, I wanted to have some surface water with a stream, and I also wanted to have, so this way I can recreate, I can catch trout, I can do my fly fishing, I could do a little trapping. Water, surface water brings a lot of ungulates and just a lot of fur bearers and animals to the area. And I wanted good aquifer water, which is a good well. Now, that being said, the variety I looked for, when I talked about variety and character a few moments ago, I wanted, again, a small river or some type of stream. I wanted ridges, draws, meadows, and rocks. And what the varied topography offers is more ground, more places for game to hide, which, Vince, you mentioned that also. And it offers a commodity that most people don't even discuss today in America, and that's the word privacy. Now, we don't do anything illegal. I buy, you know, hunting and fishing tags. I do everything by the book. I don't want to sound like I'm boring, but I do everything by the book. I do everything legal. But privacy just offers you a certain feeling. When you come to a state like Montana, you don't want to see a bunch of houses and roads and stuff like that. And you just appreciate everything that nature has to offer. Now, when you're looking for a piece of land, I recommend getting hold of a plat map or an aerial map. Ridges and draws you can't see on a plat map because a plat map is basically flat. So you're basically looking at the shape of the property, whether it be a rectangle, an octagon. It could have many different sides. So having a plat map and an aerial map really makes things a lot easier to assess the property you're looking at. Now, another reason why I chose varied topography is because I lived in the central western part of Montana, in that Missoula area. And Missoula's basically, maybe to not a lot of people listening to this broadcast, but Missoula's considered a city in Montana for Montana standards. And we had subdivisions popping up all over the place. And after the break, I will tell you why I like varied topography to eliminate and avoid major subdivisions around me.
There you go. Rich Sheban. Rich Sheban's with us. And he's talking about off-the-grid living. He's talking about how to select that ultimate property, the perfect property.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, just an update. Monday, we're going to have a seminar at Ziggy's Restaurant, Springfield, Missouri, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, at 5:30. It's free. Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be with us. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications Network. I talked to him a couple of minutes ago. He'll be on the next hour with us. And he's in town. So he's going to be with us at the farm. We're going to be broadcasting Monday from the farm. And he's going to be at the seminar at Ziggy's Meetup, USAprepares.com, Monday, 5:30, absolutely free. Unless you want to have dinner with us, you can buy dinner starting about $5.99. And Rich Sheban's with us, and we're talking about his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. And Rich, there have been many politicians who have said, you have no expectation of privacy. Privacy, you don't deserve privacy. Well, actually, we can maximize our privacy by where we live. And I've chosen to do that. And that was one of the things that was very important to me on my list. And that's why I live remote from a lot of people. Our nearest neighbors, maybe a mile and a half away. And we have wonderful neighbors. And they help us and we help them. But they're not there when we don't need them. And they are there when we do need them. And vice versa. So we do have an expectation of privacy. We just have to get away from where the government is spying on us if we want to achieve that, right?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I was talking about subdivisions before the break. And that's one of the reasons why I like major varied topography. Because here in Montana, when you have a lot of topography, that basically means fewer major subdivisions around you. Now, a major subdivision could be hundreds or thousands of homes, where a minor subdivision is not more than five homes. And the reason why that is, because when you have varied topography, it's very difficult to get concentrated septic and drain field approvals on uneven ground. So that was one of the reasons, an added reason why I wanted varied topography. Now, the macro equation, Vince, of looking for land, it could be your county or the valley or the outside or beyond the existing acreage that you have purchased. You know, in Montana, you can buy, I mean, this is, I know of people who have 100,000 acres. In the valley I live in, we only have 25,000 acres in the whole valley, but we have 90% National Forest Service. So it's going to depend on your wants, your needs, your financial situation, and whatever your dream might be. And I also feel I like being close in the North Country. And that's my personal opinion, but I like being close to Canada. We're very close to British Columbia and Alberta. And the reason why I like Canada is because they're very rich in natural resources, especially water, which is going to be considered blue gold in this country because two-thirds of our country is in drought. Now, I also like the fact that Canada has double our landmass and they only have 250,000 legal immigrants per year. The U.S. has over 1 million legal immigrants per year. And who knows how many millions of illegal immigrants arrive. And if we get amnesty passed, it's going to be ugly. So, you know, everybody uses Hurricane Katrina. I even put that in the book as well. Hurricane Katrina is a great example. In 2 or 3 days, food became contaminated because when refrigeration is gone in a warm climate, it can get very dangerous. And that's why I'm always being repetitive and redundant about water. You know, when you got to make sure you drill a well in a place that has a good aquifer. You got to make sure the aquifer has drinkable water. Because if you're going to be using a cistern to bring water in, you're going to be behind the eight ball, especially with what's coming down the pike. I also feel what you mentioned in your way, Vince, and I like to put it in these terms. I like to live in a place where the human population ratio to natural resources is not compromised. And I believe that with what's coming down financially, economically, socially, and politically, that's just a safe place to be. And talking specifically about smaller things like trees. Trees do so much more than give shade. They deliver nutrients to the soil. They provide cover and feed for animals. And they're a harvestable, renewable resource. If you have a decent-sized portion of timber, you can stay warm for the winter for the rest of your life. When I see a tree that's died of insects or a tree that's been blown over by the wind, I refer to it as free heat. And if you look at what's happening to coal plants and the way they're being over-regulated and shutting down all over the country, energy is not going to get less expensive, I guarantee you. When you have land, you can recycle everything. We basically make our own soil from the goat and chicken droppings. Everything gets reused and recycled. And I don't want to put any less weight on just the common rock. We've used it to cover berms, cover walkways, border gardens. My daylight basement is covered with river rock, which would have been thousands of dollars, and I picked up a rock here and there over about a four-year period to cement on the front, and it looks great. I have base gravel on my property, which when I had to build some roads to code, the base gravel has saved me a ton of money. So the more natural resources you can have, the better. And that's why I like the daylight basement thing, because a ridge or a hillside gives you an opportunity to build your home in a daylight basement. And, you know, land is a lot more than just survival. It gives you recreational enjoyments, pure wonder that comes from owning a little land. I love seeing all the animals. I forage on, I love botany. I forage for edible and medicinal plants. We're big mushroomers, berry pickers. I've got like 10 species of berries on my property. We're into wildflower identification. You know, I see deer, bear, moose, elk, many other animals that, whether I hunt them or whatever, or I simply watch them. And the river brings it, it's an ornithology paradise. So, It really is a life of wonder, and it's definitely way different than what the powers that be are saying the American dream should be.
Mm-hmm. And let me just talk about cows for just a second, Rich. You know, a cow can be sold for $1,000, and you can sell one every couple of years. And if you have 10 and they make 10 more, you can pay your tax bill with just having the animals around that mow the fields. Uh-huh. So it's a great way to go. And, you know, as things get worse, I'm sure I'll be selling cows for meat to my neighbors, or I'll be bartering with those cows. You know, they help me and we help them. So that's part of what went into my thoughts. Also, the freedom from regulations. For example, Rich, when we built this farmhouse, we used 220 tons of stone. There was a lot of hammering and banging and excavation going on for 18 months. And it wasn't until 18 months that the tax assessor came by and said, I didn't know there was a house back here. And we built it in a place where there is no zoning. There is no code enforcement. There's nobody in the county that wears the hat that says zoning or code enforcement. So we built this, and we didn't ask for permission. We didn't tell them we were going to do it. We just did it. And that's kind of a nice thing. So I suggest that when people look for that ultimate place, they also look for freedom from government help, like zoning. Now, with that means that your neighbor could live in a shack because there's no zoning. However, if that's okay with you and it's okay with me, then this might be a great part of your decision-making process. And another thing, you talked about septic systems. Here in Missouri, the preferred system for disposal of waste, human waste, if you will, is what's called a lagoon. And a lagoon is a pond without water. It's just a scooping out of the earth in a sunlit area that has a fence around it, and it's an open pit where you flush your toilet and it goes right into this pond. And the sun disinfects the toxic substances that go into it. It's just, that's the number one preferred septic, if you will, system in Missouri.
Oh, that's interesting.
It. Yeah, and you can call the state and they'll tell you that. Now, that's not what we have. We have a septic system, a 1,500-gallon septic system with a leach field and all that. Why? Well, that's what I was used to. That's what we did back east. So that's what I wanted, but hardly anybody has one around here. They have these lagoons.
Yeah, and I know people, and we have outhouses on my property, even though we also have a septic and drain field. I did that for resale. But I know plenty of people who live off-grid who have composting toilets. You know, the technology is out there, folks, to really think outside the box and do what you want to do. And the only way to do that is just like what Vince is saying, is buying rural land. And you have more freedoms, you have less taxes. You know, even in Montana, if you own 20 acres or more, you get what's called agriculture or forest zoning. Mm-hmm. Compared to if you own 19.99 acres. Mm-hmm. So I am a huge proponent in putting money into the land. And then if you can't build something on it, wait, you know, down the road, or build a tiny little home and then expand as your fiscal situation improves. You know, I see so many people going into debt for crazy things, vehicles, furniture, vacations, clothing, food, toys. I mean, The only thing I think is worth that's worth going into debt is buying land, good rural land, and whatever your dreams are, whatever, go where your interests and hobbies are. You know, I'm not telling anybody where to live. I'm just saying that if 90% of America lives in urban suburban America, and over 50% of the ownership is now banks, you got to ask yourself: is supply and demand really going to make your house being sold for a profit, especially when the younger generations don't even have a savings and investment portfolio? So if we all think it's outside the box, we can save money by growing our own food, raising your own meat like Vince does, maybe doing a little hunting or a little fishing, harvesting your own heat on your own property. You know, this is the way we're heading economically, this to me is the only sensible way of living.
Rich, you mentioned heat. Propane here in Missouri is now $4.49 a gallon. If I used 1,000 gallons of propane, if I had, it's $4,500. I bought some wood. I think I've got maybe $200 in all the wood that I've heated the house with for a year, plus what I found on the property. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my
when you go
easy
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Rich Shevins with us. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. You get the book on Amazon.com. Page one, USAPrepares.com. There's a link to buying the book if you'd like. I checked the price, $13.32. If you're thinking about doing what Rich has done or what I've done, I suggest you consider this book because it will open your eyes. It's a very easy read, and it will open your eyes to things that you need to think about, things that he thought about. Rich, you didn't ask me, but it took quite a while and 20,000 miles worth of driving around the country looking at maps, aerial maps, satellite maps, plat maps, topo maps, all kinds of maps, and then driving around the countryside to make sure that we were comfortable with what was here. As a matter of fact, we even interviewed, and we'll use that term loosely, our potential neighbors to see if we would get along. I mean, why buy a property if you don't think you're going to get along with your neighbors? So you need clean water, absolutely. It needs to be defensible. And then the other thing, Rich, is we have some instructors all over the country. And I talk to them offline a lot. And we talk about things like Plan B and where you're going to move to and those kinds of discussions. And we have some who live in New Jersey. And their tax rate for a quarter of an acre, and some have as much as 1 acre, most don't, but a quarter of an acre to 1 acre property in New Jersey, they're paying between $8,000 and $10,000 a year in real estate taxes. $8,000 to $10,000. It's $8,000 to $10,000 a year for a quarter of an acre to an acre. And most have a quarter of an acre. Now, in my case, before I built a house on this farm, we were paying, it's about 240 acres. We were paying less than $1 per acre in real estate taxes per year. Not per month, per year. Less than a dollar per acre. Okay. Now, our tax rate went way up when we built a house. And, you know, we're taxed more for a stone house than we would be for, you know, the kind of structure. But what I'm saying is we found a location that had a house on it that burned down many, many years ago. And it was on the far side of the farm, and it was only on 1/8 of an acre. So the rest of the farm had never had a house on it. Okay? Just 1/8 of an acre had a house. So that's what we did, Richard. I just wanted to share with you, taxes are a very important consideration because they don't go away.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I Can I touch on taxes for a moment?
Please do. We got about 3 minutes left.
Okay. First of all, I just want to make the point that as far as government workers are concerned, they make 60% more than the private sector counterparts. Since 2008, public sector wages have gone up over 12%, while the private sector has gone down. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about high taxes, we have to pay for government pensions because they're all unionized practically today, and they've promised everything but the sun and the moon to these people. And U.S. public pensions are over $5 trillion in debt to cover liability, which means they're in the red $5 trillion. And there's just no way that's going to be recoverable. So this is why if you live in urban suburban America, the next generation is not looking at your home as a viable lifestyle or investment, because how are you going to sell your home when taxes and insurance are so high? Now, speaking of taxes and insurance, I'll mention a couple more points here. After rent, mortgage, taxes, and insurance, most Americans spend most of their disposable income to pay for food, energy, and recreation/entertainment, those three things. When you have, I call my lifestyle a hobby farm, self-sufficient lifestyle. When you live this way, you can dovetail all three of those with very little costs. And I also want to mention, you know, for any young people who are living, who are listening, who need a job, a career, I really, really think that if you have the ability to learn the forgotten 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology, you will be in demand.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I live on the farm, and my farm is my business. My farm is my hobby. It's what I do for fun. And I get paid for having fun. And I get paid to be on vacation. I mean, it's kind of a stretch being on vacation, but it's what I want to do. So I'm on vacation all the time. And I guess you are too, aren't you, Rich?
Well, I'm living my dream.
That's what I'm talking about. Rich Sheeben, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich, thanks so much for being with us. We got a long way to go to teach people about how to do it. We'll do it again and again and again. Thanks so much.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.